Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Sanctuary. I'm your host, Minister Tracy McKelvin, and I'm here for the purpose of the Holy Spirit to invite him in to invoke your praise before you head on your way to corporate worship this morning. And if you're not headed to corporate worship, just worship anyway. Let's enter in with a word of prayer. Father, dear God, we just thank you for today, for this is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for your word that dwells richly on the inside of us and is engrafted upon our hearts. Father, we thank you that we can sup with you so early this morning, for you desire to sup with us, and your mercies are so new. And we thank you that you have allowed us to partake of them. So as we enter into worship this morning, just on a word from you, Father, we ask you to breathe on us, to give us the strength to go forward, Father God, and to help our hearts be open to the next man we see. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So good morning. Our word this morning is a word that it should propel us to be one with one another, and it should cause us to have one heart, one soul, all things in common, and most of all, have a spirit of giving. I hope already that your year has begun with a determination to reach your purpose and your destiny, and I also pray that it has you with a heart full of compassion for your sisters and brothers in Christ. So the word this morning, and I've been hearing this word in my spirit for about 2 days now, and the word is commonality. Commonality. Commonality is the state of sharing features or attributes. Again, I will say commonality is the state of sharing features or attributes. And the Spirit of the Lord led me to Acts 4 and 32, which says, "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common." So you see, they had one heart, one soul, all things in common, but most of all, they had the spirit of giving. We are of this, are in this world, but we are not of it. So the word also tells us, too, that we should know no man by the flesh. But we are so busy most of the time trying to look like the next saint that's sitting in the pew, or our co-worker, or our boss, or our pastor, or somebody of the flesh. We see the fleshly attributes of them, but we're not looking at the spirit that's attached to them. Our character is what's so important right now. It's not our reputation. And yesterday I was at a home-going service for a dear pastor love of ours, of our family. And the pastor that was ministering, he said that our reputation is not important. It's what God has to say about our character. And the word of God even says that Jesus was of no reputation. So in other words, it doesn't matter all the accolades you get, all the pat on the backs. It's the spirit behind what you're doing. And that is commonality that should be with the Father. We should have our commonality, our features, our attributes looking like Jesus, as Jesus did. That is what we're supposed to be in common with. The Word of God says that we are made in the image of the Father. So that's where your commonality is supposed to be. We're not supposed to be striving to look like man, striving to have the accolades of man, because as I said last Sunday, man's attributes or man's features are what? One-dimensional. When the Lord's or the Father's attributes and features are three-dimensional. Spirit, soul, and body. So We understand right now that commonality is not fleshly. Commonality is spiritual. And we are not supposed to have the spirit of man, but the spirit of our dear Father. Our commonality should be that of the Father, and that's how we receive the bounty with no hunt. As we're dwelling in the secret place in the year 2015, as I said last Sunday, that 2015, 20 representing redemption, 15 representing mercy and rest, the only way we're going to obtain that, and that's a bounty, to have rest in this time of war and famine, is to have rest and to have a relationship with your Father, that he can bestow mercy on you to protect you from those things, that they only appear to be rumors to you while they're actuality for someone else. That's what you call rest. And if you have all things in common with him, then you know this. But if you don't have all things in common with him, I invite you today to open up your heart, and I pray that a hunger and thirst after righteousness come upon you so you can be filled. That you, when you enter in today to your corporate worship, yield to the Father, not to the pastor, yield to the Father, that he is causing your heart to be pricked today, that you come become one to, with him, even if you you are rededicating yourself, if you backslidden, that you come back to the Father so you can have that rest and that mercy. You can partake of the bounty, which is you redeeming the lost time, for the time that we act the fool. And I'm just going to be real about it. We act the fool. We get out there. We get complacent. We get out there. We get foolish. We're determined to have things our way. And right now, we are part of the microwave generation, and we want it now. I know we hear about J.G. Wentworth, it's my money and I want it now. It's my things. It's my fleshly things, and I want it now. And we act the fool. But God has his arms wide open saying, you know, I'm determined to show you that you can rest. I'm determined to show you that you can have my mercy. I'm determined to show you that you can get the bounty with no hunt. And we are hunting for things that are temporal, when he's trying to give us the things that are eternal. So I encourage you today that you can have the redemption of time. You can have the rest in him, and you can have his mercies that are new every morning. It's like getting up every morning, got a new gift to open up. That's where our commonality should say, oh, I know my daddy just that well. I know he's going to take care of me on a daily basis. I know he's going to give me something new today to cause me to smile and rejoice in him. I know he's going to chastise me when I get out of line with him, but it's just for love's sake. Unconditional love. He's not going to shoo you away and say, because you didn't do what I said today, that you're not mine anymore. It's when you reject him that he leaves you over to those things that are seeking to consume you. So I encourage you today that to take up the things that he has placed before your feet and operate in him, move in him, because that's where you have your being. You know, we should purpose each day to find out what it is that he has for us. And that's just like any child would. When your child wakes up, or I don't know if you have little ones when your kids were little, if you had kids, but when your kids get up, the first thing they're doing, they're rejoicing to be able to even run in your room and find that you're still there. And that's where we should be with him. When we jump up in the morning, we should be looking for him, looking for to see where his face is, not just his hand, his face, just to get in his face and say, good morning. You know, then when a child does that to a parent, that's a joy that cannot be replaced. And when they know that child is seeking them and seeking their approval, seeking their love, then here comes the gift. But like I said, let us stop running after the tangible things and run after the eternal things. Colossians 3:1-2 says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where with Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not things on the earth. And if you drop down to the 14th verse, it says, and above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. That's where we should be. That is having commonality with the Father. And that's where you, again, reap the bounty without even having to hunt for it. Just get up in the morning and say, hey, I'm setting my sights on the things above. I'm risen with him. I am sitting with him on the right hand of the Father. Because, you know, we're heirs. Remember that now. You kings and priests, you are joint heirs with Christ. So you have the same privileges if you just partake of them, if you purpose yourself to partake of those things. If you sit with him, you and set your affection on those things above, and don't worry about the stuff down here. That's the small stuff. That's the stuff that he'll add unto you for you just to enjoy while you're here. Don't set your mind on that, because all it's going to do is cause panic and heartache. And that's not rest. So purpose to rest this year. Purpose to know that the Father has your front, your back, and your side. If you just purpose to enter into his rest, to seek his new mercies, and knowing that he'll redeem the time that was lost when you was acting a fool. I love you on today, and I want to thank you for coming in on Sunday Sanctuary before you, while you're getting dressed, putting your pantyhose on, putting your towel on, getting ready to go corporate worship. When you walk into the house today, hug someone and say, you know what, you can have the bounty without the hunt. Just get up in him. Just get up in him. Get up with him and say, good morning, Father. When you say, good morning, Father, all the things that he has for you are right there for your partaking. Again, I love you on today, and I pray that your drive, even to the church, is a prosperous one, a productive one, and one full of worship and praise for the Father of the Most High God, who has set his eyes on you. I enjoy my time with you, and I want to welcome you to come back next Sunday, 7 a.m., as we go up in worship of the Most High God. Again, thank you for being here with Minister Tracy on Sunday Sanctuary, and know that his love is the greatest love, and there's none like it. Can't even buy it.